I guess the first thing is, was this probably wasn't much of a surprise to you that Senator Abetz held these views?
Well, it's one of the reasons why we were sceptical about the idea of a plebiscite, you know, in the very beginning. We're concerned that that it wasn't going to be treated fairly, that regardless of whether or not Australia shared their opinion on marriage equality, as they have in support of marriage equality for the past 8 years with polling, we were concerned that because a plebiscite's not legally binding, it would mean to say that it would have to go back to Parliament for Parliament to actually vote on. And there are obviously quite a few MPs like Eric Abetz and Senator Bernardi who would still, regardless of the will of the people, most likely vote against the reform.
Now, this is where a lot of people are confused because, just in conversations that I've been having with people, people are still under the impression that a plebiscite is like a referendum, but it's not, is it? So can you just walk us through the difference?
Yeah, sure. And you're absolutely right. A plebiscite is not a referendum. A plebiscite is basically a national pop quiz. It's asking members of the community of voting age what their view is on a certain subject, but it's just a question. It has no legal ramifications on Parliament. It doesn't compel Parliament to vote in any particular way. It's just a measure of community sentiment, very much like, as I've said, the polling that's been done on the issue for the last 8 years. So we're confident that if we were to have a plebiscite and the question was fairly framed, that the overwhelming support of marriage equality would come through. But the problem is, it still has to go back to Parliament for Parliament to act upon it. So while we may wait a certain period of time for a plebiscite to actually happen, we would then wait for the government to have the political will to move ahead on this reform. So the likelihood is a plebiscite may set us back years because we still won't have government that necessarily has the will to express the views of the people.
And you not only have people like Senator Abetz saying things like this, you've got people like Corey Bernardi. Now we're hearing that Tony Abbott has decided he's going to run again in his seat, and he's someone who has also come out against marriage equality. Do you think they hold enough sway within their party now, with Malcolm Turnbull at the helm, to be able to make a difference in a parliamentary vote?
Well, I think this is the interesting thing with what's happening in the Liberal Party. It really is, quite a fight between the far right, which has had control of the Liberal Party for a very long time, and the more moderate views that has quite a lot of support within the party as well. We are going to see that struggle between those two elements of the party over the next few months.
Okay, one of the other things that is quite interesting in Senator Abetz's comments is that he says he wants to look into whether the plebiscite is all above board and whether both sides of the debate receive public funding. Is that a fair question?
What I think is really interesting is that the people who have said that they're not going to necessarily respect the result of the plebiscite are those people that actually proposed a plebiscite in the first instance. It was actually the right wing of the Liberal Party that were pushing for a plebiscite in that six-hour party room discussion. And now the same people who refused their own party the idea of a free vote, a conscience vote on the issue of marriage equality, have then pushed for a plebiscite, and then as a result of the plebiscite aren't necessarily going to respect the views of the community. And then they're going to call for a conscience vote, the ability of voting freely, to potentially deny the will of the Australian population.
So you think they're stonewalling?
Well, it's clear now, more than ever, that their push for a plebiscite was merely to obfuscate and delay. It wasn't really about making sure that the will of the people was expressed in Parliament's move on this issue of marriage equality. It was merely to delay.
Is this a question of leadership for Malcolm Turnbull, who's somebody who has come out very strongly in favour of marriage equality? He's kind of towed the line since he took over the helm as Prime Minister last year. We are in an election year, of course, this year, and that election could be called as early as March. If he won a landslide victory, do you think he would have more of a mandate within his own party to push ahead with marriage equality, which he's come out in favour of?
Well, that's an interesting point, and I think considering we have every political leader, every major political party leader in support of marriage equality, the likelihood is Turnbull will get a very strong mandate at the next election if he does win. But it's actually larger than any single person. It's larger than any one leader. This is actually the heart of the Liberal Party, whether or not the Liberal Party genuinely believes in small government, whether the Liberal Party genuinely believes in the freedom of the individual, because what we've been seeing in policy on this issue of marriage equality is not the values of the Liberal Party, but the values of a very conservative right-wing element of our society, but not necessarily true to the Liberal Party spirit. So what we're seeing over the next few months is a fight for the heart of the Liberal Party and whether or not the moderates within the party can actually reclaim the values that the Liberal Party actually holds dear.